Campus FM jippreżenta Linja Campus, programm li ħares lejn aspetti tal-ħajja fuq campus fiċ-ċirkostanzi straordinarji tal-pandemija COVID-19. Imtellam il-Health and Wellness Center kollaborazzjoni mar-Rettorat. Jippreżentaw il-programm Professor Carmen Sammut u Dr. John Camilleri.
Nsemmilkom nilqakom għal edizzjoni oħra ta' Linja Campus program maħsub biex itib il-komunità universitarja flimkien fil-perjodu tal-pandemija COVID-19. Illum huwa t-tieni program li magħna għandna lill-kap ta' Human Resource Management and Development, is-Sinjura Jackie Fenech, u ħanħalli f'idejn John Camilleri, li Dr. Camilleri hija il-kap ta' Counseling Services, biex tintroduċija mbagħad inkomplu bil-konverzazzjoni tagħna li llum ħadkun tiffoka dwar il-fluidità fil-qasam ta' xogħol, mod kif naħdmu, li kienet diġà preżisti qabel il-pandemija, ma issa saret aktar neċessarja.
Mela, is-Sinjura Fenech lilha il fuq minn 14-il sena taħdem fil-Human Resources and Development Office tal-Università. Temmen illi dan il-wol ta' leadership jinvolvi kollaborazzjoni u pjanar ta' proġetti u ta' riċerka flimkien mal-Office kulħadd bejniethu. Jacqueline jella taħdem fl-HR għal dawn l-aħħar 30 sena, temmen l-inizjattivi meħuda għandhom ikollhom il-bilanċ bejn il-bżonnijiet tal-organizzazzjoni u l-bżonnijiet tal-individu fil-waqt li jiffukaw fuq il-bżonnijiet tal-klient. U tagħti ħafna importanza l-idea tal-bilanċ.
U bħal program tal-ġimgħa li għaddiet ħana qilbu għall-Ingliż biex nitkellmu mas-Sinjura Fenech.
Thank you.
I welcome back on our program, Mrs.
Thank
Fenech.
You very much.
Okay, so as Dr. Camilleri was explaining earlier, there needs to be a kind of balance between the needs of the organization and the needs of the individuals that it employs. Otherwise, people will merely leave and we will get currently over, etc. How can we achieve this balance between the needs of individuals working at the university and our institution?
We are fortunate, some people might not believe so, in that we have a good rapport with our trade union colleagues, because we work with two collective agreements. One that applies to the academics, academic staff of the University of Malta and of Junior College. And we also work with the UHM for the administrative, technical and industrial staff. Now, one of my own beliefs is that you have to work in partnership. You have to work together. When you work with the employee representatives. And thankfully, over the years, we've built up a good relationship because together we try and match the needs of the employees through a collective agreement with the needs of the organisation. And this is renegotiated X number of years, over X number of years. And obviously each time we learn something new or society changes and we increase the conditions or the measures. So at this precise time, our staff are fortunate to have access to reduced hours because of family responsibilities, but also because of responsibilities for elderly relatives. This is where we don't only have a focus just on people who have children, but also recognising that there are people who have elderly relatives to be responsible for, and also people have health problems that come across them at any point in their life, and reduced hours can be a model to help them work more effectively, to get their work-life balance going. So that's one of the measures. Obviously, teleworking, before COVID, we had existed and we had it as one of our missions.
So how does one actually apply and, who may make use of these flexible arrangements?
Okay. So any member of staff can just communicate with me or my team, and we can guide them what they need to apply. Like, for example, if you're using reduced hours because of an elderly parent or parents, we would ask to have some kind of documentation to support that. If it's on health, we would ask for certification. But it's not bombastic, it's a very straightforward process. And this is why it's important. Sometimes people have a problem that crops up in their life, a member of staff, where they can't fulfill the needs of their job description because of something that's happened. And they think it's a disaster, and they get very worried, and maybe they don't speak up. And I always tell staff, from the moment of their induction, speak up, because you think it's a problem that only affects you, and it's probably been something we've been dealing with, for more than one person. So that's how we encourage the staff to stay in touch with us. But we do have a document, obviously, which is online and which is available as a hard copy, where staff can access and read exactly what they're entitled to. With the academic staff, it's slightly different, because with the academic staff, their appointment can be reduced in order to allow them to cope with situations. So they don't have reduced hours per se, but they do have a facility to reduce their commitment from what they have.
What's in it for an employer organize, because it is a massive task. There are so many, hundreds, thousands of employees. And what's in it for the organization to, go through all these processes, discuss with each individual that needs flexibility, etc., keep these individuals on board, rather than letting them go and possibly, if we were not to be less humane, letting them go to be somebody else's problem.
It's true. However, if we look at, the theory and the principles of human resources management, we know that people deliver performance based on their competence, on their knowledge, their skills, their attitude to do the job, but also on their motivation. So what we have to do, their motivation and their well-being are critical in the component. Any employer who just thinks, I tell them what to do and they do it, would be very foolish. So you have to look at human beings to get the best out of them. You've got to understand where they're coming from and their motivation, and to try and find ways and means. Unfortunately, now, because of the pandemic, we've seen more people who have found themselves looking for new jobs or have found themselves without work. So it's really important to know how to recruit people that can match the needs of your organisation. One thing is about, it's not only about the job, it's also about even the environment, working on campus. It's about these facilities that make the job more attractive. So that's where we come from, really.
If I'm understanding correctly, it's not really about the recruitment of the right employees, but also retention. Now, I would like to turn to Dr. Camilleri, Mrs. Fenech mentioned motivation. How is motivation, worker motivation, linked to our well-being.
Well, how does fire keep on going without a log, basically? I guess you could look at it from that way. Well, first of all, there is the motivation of, you know, getting a promotion, let's say, for instance. I mean, that if you work hard, you are recognized. I think more importantly, there is the motivation coming out of self-actualization, that you really feel happy and content that the job you're doing is good for yourself because you express your competence and you manifest the skills that you have. But also when you see that what you're doing, other people are gaining something from it. I suppose, you know, it's like asking, phoning up, for instance, and getting advice or getting some idea of how an office functions. You know, I mean, the clerk on the other side is maybe telling you something that she tells everybody. But when you get the information, you know more, so you can function better. And then automatically that person will feel that she or he have done something worth the while. I always like narrating this story of a man from Washington, from the White House, who went down to see how NASA worked in the 1960s, and he found the cleaner cleaning, and he said to her, "So what are you doing here?" And she said, "I'm putting a man on the moon. So, you know, I'm not cleaning the floor, I'm not preparing the coffee, I'm putting a man on the moon." And I think that our motivation is getting our clients, our students, to first of all, our students to graduate in the best possible way. And if they have difficulties to graduate, then we need to be supporting them psychologically, academically, through the Students Solidarity Fund. So we are geared to support our students to be successful in their graduation. But we're also geared to support and therefore the providers, that is the staff, okay, to be in the best possible frame of mind to provide that service. So being motivated is something that comes from inside me, but it also comes from inside me in the sense of self-actualization, but also comes from the outside, where we have an environment where people feel rewarded for the work that they do. So I think there is a balance as well, that I do my best at my job and I see what happens when I do my best. But also that I am validated, that when I do my best, I am visible and people do give me good feedback, you know, with regards to what I'm doing. But also I think that what unites us and motivates us is having a common goal, is putting the man on the moon.
Okay, and what happens if an individual in big organization doesn't feel that he is she is contributing to put a man on the moon, in the sense that they feel alienated, or they're feeling unhappy with their role or in the environment they are working? Jackie, can you tell us what happens in this case? I know that, I mean, we both encounter such circumstances.
We are very fortunate in being a large organization with very diverse operations, from working with students in departments and faculties to working in support functions like HR, finance, international office. So people find that there are different places where they can apply their skills, so they can apply to transfer. Remember as well, part of our initiatives also includes the availability of study leave, the availability of qualification allowances. We're here and people can study. A member of staff, we have many evening courses, and many members of our staff actually study in the evenings outside of their working time, and we support them through those studies, through, as I say, study leave, and they're in the environment. So I think there are many things that that people can find, different points in their life, they can find different motivations. that if they decide they want to study, if they decide their family needs priority, they can have reduced hours. One of my greatest challenges is with teleworking as a measure. The problem is that not every job is conducive to teleworking. And so consequently, there are some types of work where you can work from home, and there are other types of work where you can't. I mean, it's impossible. Like during the lockdown, there were members of staff who didn't have something to do at home, and it was very difficult. So they had to come on campus. We actually gave such attention to campus in terms of COVID. I mean, in terms of the measures, we have a 24-hour helpline for students and for staff. So we've really tried our best to make campus a good space for the staff and for the students. So I think, again, it's about the staff communicating, also the management, and particularly HR, have to have their listening ears, because we have to pick up the vibes, we have to pick up the changes of people, what they're going through, if they're going through IVF, if they're going through marriage of all types. You know, we have to be there to understand that our client group is changing, and you can't be, you know, stuck in the 80s or the 90s, or, you know, you have to move on and keep on dreaming.
And I think a beautiful relationship and collaboration has come up between the Health and Wellness Center and Counseling Services and the HR department, where we're supporting each other very much and picking up on the needs which the Health and Wellness can offer, like training in mentorship, like training in time management, like offering support groups for the staff. So, you know, I think we have this collaboration now where we really well support each other.
In fact, your role, Jackie, is as Director of Human Resource Management and Development. And the development aspect is an important element in this. It doesn't merely motivate people, it also supports professional development. It supports a number of aspects of life on campus. Now, I believe that COVID presented us with a number of challenges, because training and development, I mean, you know, some of the requirements, actually, the training requirements, became even more urgent overnight with the pandemic, especially when it came to the use of new technologies. People needed to get accustomed with Zoom and with using virtual facilities, etc. Was it a massive headache for your office, and how did you overcome the, or meet this challenge?
We are very, very committed to training and development. I mean, even pre-COVID, we had invested a lot of time in building a training function over these last 4 or 5 years. And one of our most successful products was in collaboration with the Richmond Foundation on mental health. The staff really found it very, very useful to understand about mental health issues, and for themselves, for their colleagues, and for the people that they were involved with. Obviously, we also cater for job-specific training to help people do their jobs better. And in fact, as Professor Sarmoot said, I mean, preparation, I mean, it didn't happen overnight that students were able to receive their lectures online. I mean, there was a great investment amongst the academic staff to attend seminars and training, which was all done online, all prepared by my office in conjunction with the registrar's office, to allow us to gear up and succeed, you know, on in October when we needed to get the students on board. So I think that, that's been very encouraging. And I think talking about motivation, for me, it was very motivating that the way that the pro-rectors, the rector, the deans, somehow we had this common goal, you know, about the man on the moon or the person on the moon. And somehow, I mean, I think it's been a great and very steep learning curve for all of us, you know. But these are of added to our competence, no end. If we just talked about it, you know, sometimes you get, when you go on an MBA or a management course, they give you a case study. Imagine that there is a pandemic that hits your country, you know, and no one can go to work and everything has to be done online. You'd laugh, wouldn't you? Because you'd say, as if that's real. But this is what's happened, that we've all risen to the challenge by working collectively. And so that's what HR's about.
So in the coming weeks, people will start getting the vaccination. We read that the plan is to have everyone vaccinated by May, hopefully, and possibly we will be, you know, we're geared for the new normal. Now, when we speak about the new normal, what kind of new normal do you envisage when it comes to human resources?
I think that we need to be guided to a certain degree, because the new normal may still require us to take care that what we've learned from this experience, I mean, even basic things like the washing of hands, maybe the wearing of masks, maybe the social distancing, so that the vaccination period can have the biggest impact, you will probably still find yourself having to obey some protocols and disciplines. So I don't think we should be too reactive, or we should take things away. But I think we have to find a way to learn from this experience. I mean, and online lecturing and online meetings, I've never worked with Zoom before, and now I speak to my friends abroad and we have a Zoom meeting. Never did it before. Skype, okay. So I think there's been things that we need to look at and say, do we need to be crammed, 15 of us in a room, you know, having a meeting? Isn't it, could we do some, or if it was a larger number, we don't have to meet face to face, you know? So I think there will be some interesting times, and perhaps it's something we need to do as an organisation. Every organisation should be thinking, okay, so what next? What good do we take away, and what do we leave behind?
So, John, briefly, because we don't have much time, unfortunately, how do you envisage that the pandemic will affect the work of the counsellors or the counselling professionals at the Health and Wellness Centre in the post-COVID era?
I think we've learned two major lessons. One is that therapy works online as much as it works face-to-face. There are certain rules and regulations that we follow about privacy, confidentiality, how we appear on the video, and all those things that we have learned and have stood us in good stead, we can still continue to do. And we have also learned that students appreciate doing sessions online, not only because in the sense of the COVID it was safer, but there are some there were commuting issues which have been overcome. Like, for instance, coming all the way from somewhere by bus for 2 hours for a session didn't make sense, but holding a session online from your home, so it's given us a lot of flexibility what time to hold sessions and in the how to hold sessions. So it helps help the students with the commuting. It works. And also there are students who, and not only students but clients, who because of their very condition find it more easy to have sessions online than to hold them face to face because of their condition. So that has also given us an added value to the service that, that we are offering. And I think very, very much like what Jackie was saying, our group meetings don't necessarily have to be face-to-face, but can be held online for everybody's ease of presence.
We need to underline that the Health and Wellness Center is not merely, doesn't merely exist for students full-time and part-time, but also for members of staff. So
definitely.
It's all confidential, and you may make use of the services that are offered there. So I would like to conclude. Niste Elena Ringrazia, Jacqueline Panek, Lila Deratur, Human Resource Management and Development Office, Dr. John Camilleri, Lead Meshi Counseling Services for Health and Wellness Center, and Nerjo Linta Awissa for Kalairi Sena. Diħla bġin komplu baktar programmi din essenzi l-għali da maħsub babiex iż-żom il-komunità universitarja fl-imkien.
Għadkom kem smajtu Linja Campus fejġow diskussi aspetti tal-ħajja fil-campus universitarju fil-perjodu tal-pandemija COVID-19 imtellam il-Health and Wellness Center kollaborazzjoni ma' rettorat bi produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Professor Carmen Sammut flimkien ma' Dr. John Camilleri. Verżjoni audiovisiva tal-programm tixxandar fuq il-paġna tal-Facebook tal-Health and Wellness Center fejn tistgħu tibgħatu l-kummenti u l-mistoqsijiet tagħkom.